This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Over the ages of, well, older people over the ages of 65 also with underlying illnesses, having some issues, and particularly heart, lung issues. And so we have been encouraged to get the flu vaccine to prevent severe health complications should they contract the virus. So talk to us about that. Firstly, the importance of that vaccination.
So every year, the CDC, Center for Communicable Diseases, in America somewhere, works out what strain of the influenza virus we're going to have that season. And then like a year in advance, they prepare a vaccine that protects you from getting severe illness. So it doesn't prevent you from getting the infection, but if you do get the infection and you're vaccinated, you're unlikely to end up in the hospital. Because particularly if you have conditions that may depress your immune system, such as diabetes, and you're above the age of 65, you may actually die from an influenza infection. Sure.
So people can actually die from flu?
Yes. Mm. Well, we call it flu, as much as it is flu then means... It colloquially means all the illnesses that you get that cause flu-like symptoms.
Mm.
So particularly the influenza virus, and this year, influenza A and H1N1 are doing the rounds, and they're actually having quite bad complications.
So then maybe explain this to me. What are respiratory infections?
So that is anything that causes swelling and inflammation in your lungs.
Mm.
So that spans from bacterial infections that include tuberculosis, it includes pneumonia, a community acquired pneumonia is what we call it, and then it also includes respiratory viruses that include influenza, adenovirus. Every time your child comes back from school with the sniffles, they've got a respiratory virus going on. Mm. So that's any infection that can affect your lungs, really.
So what are some of the common respiratory infections that people might encounter, that we might encounter on a daily, day-to-day basis?
So the commonest one that you see, particularly in children who are going to preschool, and then they come back into the house and give it to us, is adenovirus and respiratory syncytial virus. And then every ever so often you get a enterovirus. But particularly this time of the year, about April of every year, all the way towards September, you get influenza A, and then towards September it's influenza B, and then the H1N1 usually comes in combination with the influenza. So there is probably more than 100 to 200 different viruses, but we really can only test for about 20, 30 of them. So sometimes you come in and we do a test and we can't even find anything.
So what are the signs that I might have a respiratory infection? And when should I see the doctor? Is it when I start coughing consistently, or are there, what do I look out for to see if I have?
So usually with viruses, you'll get a sneezing, you'll get a sore throat, and you'll get a cough. At that time, most of them don't have treatment. So at that time, you just watch, take symptomatic treatment, something to prevent the cough, something to make your throat more comfortable, and stay at home. Don't wear a mask. Don't infect other people. That's the best thing. Wash your hands the same way we did with the COVID. Mm. And then when this starts causing you to have shortness of breath, that's when you should be seeing the doctor.
Mm.
Particularly patients with underlying lung diseases. So people with asthma, people with COPD, people who have previous TB, we have lungs that are damaged from that, and people with connective tissue diseases such as lupus that has affected their lungs, usually will get shortness of breath when they've got the virus. But the bulk of the population, it'll just be a cough that's persistent, that lasts long. It can take up to 8 weeks. So what we're seeing in the hospital is hospitals are getting flooded because people are annoyed with the cough.
Mm.
You should really see a GP, wait it out. It should go away in about 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Or more.
Sure. So how can people who protect themselves from getting these respiratory infections?
It's difficult because you get it from another person having the respiratory disease. If you have particularly children under 5, they're going to bring it home from preschool because they're associated with other children. We're going to go to church and we don't wear masks at church. So it's very difficult to protect yourself from getting respiratory viruses. However, most of the time, the moment you get it, your body builds some form of immunity against it. So you are unlikely maybe to get the influenza again, but you will get the respiratory viral, syncytial virus. You can get it within 2 weeks, and people tend to think, I got the flu, then and I got better, I know, but then it came back again. But usually it's a different strain.
Makes sense now. Hey, kidney stress. So finally, when should someone take antibiotics for respiratory infection, or when are they not necessary?
When your disease is in the upper airway, so when it presents with a stuffy nose, cough, itchy eyes, and a sore throat, it is 99% of the time viral. When it presents with pain in the chest and you're coughing up sputum that has a different color and you have a fever, it's most likely bacterial. Now, antibiotics only work against bacteria. But you must remember that if you take antibiotics before the bacteria happens, doesn't necessarily mean you won't get the bacteria. It just means when the bacteria comes in, it will have learned to fight the antibiotic that you have, and then you'll end up in hospital where we'll give you more complicated bacterial antimicrobials. So it's important to see a doctor and or the pharmacist, but avoid getting antibiotics for an upper airway infection.
Before I let you go, Dr. Khole, sputum ke phlegm ke.
Hey,
a pele o tla re betha ka se go ahle. Tsitsa ha re sputum ke re. Hey, ha bona ya nong e be le pulmonologist now ke sputum. Dr. Khole, thank you so much for coming through to speak to us this morning. Quickly
for
people that want to find you, maybe talk to you more, are you on the socials or where can they find you?
I will get on the socials at some point. I've been struggling with that.
Yeah.
But I'm at MediClinic Med Forum. Our number, our WhatsApp number, is 066-162-7406. So they can send a message, call to make appointments there at that number. It usually is on only during working hours.
Fantastic. Dr. Becky Khole, thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. She's a doctor of lungs. I don't want to say pulmonologist. Hey, it still throws me off. But then it had me thinking, and we'll talk about this. Kitlabutsa Pokel, or do you know all the other doctors? What's a doctor for liver? Eh? Audacity. Audacity. No, it can't be. It's just gone 5:30.
Stories making headlines this hour. With the conclusion of the presidential inauguration, attention now shifts.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.